sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
Welcome to the Word of Mom Media Network and Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Word of Mom Media Network's Word of Mom Radio Show. I'm Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week with fabulous shows that kind of break those myths about women in business and mompreneurs. And I'm excited that today on the Mindful Healthy Habits Show, our host Tracy Timmons is going to be sharing Dashima. She's a United Nations speaker, an author, life and business strategist, humanitarian, and creative entrepreneur. She is the founder of the Prashama Yoga Institute, Perfect 10 Lifestyle, the Global 30-Day Yoga Challenge, and Oneness Movement. Dashima is an award-winning innovator in the field of yoga, conscious business, mind and body transformation, and healing. And over the last 15 years, Dashima has certified hundreds of teachers and led transformational retreats worldwide. She teaches that the power of the mind, discipline, and positive intention are the greatest influences on your conscious evolution and success. There are links up for you to be able to connect with her at dashima.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And now I'm going to get ready to share Tracy and Dashima.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Tracy Timmons, and you're listening to Word of Mom Radio on the Word of Mom Media Network. Today, I want to introduce Dashima. She is a United Nations speaker, author, life and business strategist, humanitarian, and creative entrepreneur. She is the founder of Pranashama Yoga Institute, Perfect 10 Lifestyle, Global 30-Day Yoga Challenge, and Oneness Movement. She is an award-winning innovator in the field of yoga, conscious business, mind-body transformation, and healing. Over the last 15 years, she has certified hundreds of teachers and led transformational retreats worldwide. She teaches that the power of the mind, discipline, and positive intention are the greatest influences on your conscious evolution and success. Hello, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. I'm already tired listing all the things that you've done. You're incredible. There's a lot going on, so I want to hear more about that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I just have a lot of energy, and I'm always channeling it to many.
Well, that's great. That's great, and definitely. I mean, I'm a big believer in yoga and meditation myself, and everything that you're saying about, you know, the influences on your success, that just, you know, creating the right intentions and the right goals for yourself or how to get there. So that's why we were very excited to have you on. And in fact, I'll let our listeners know, we met Dashima at the MPS Summit, which is now almost 6 months ago, but she's such a busy world traveler that it's just taken us a while to connect and find some time to talk. So I'm glad that we're finally there.
Yeah, me too. Actually, I was in Hawaii and Bali and a few other countries, and I actually was like, I need to get to the U.S.
Yes.
So when you're in the same time zone, you know, it's so hard
right.
When you're on the other side of the planet.
Right, exactly. In fact, we've had that a few times. We have interviewed people from Australia and some different places where, you know, you give them the time that you want to interview them, and they say, well, that's 3:00 in the morning for me. Is there any way? I don't mind getting up at 6 to talk to you, but do I have to do it at 3? And I'm like, oh, I think we can work that out for you. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So tell me, what's the current project? What are you focused on right now?
Well, I have a few really, things that I'm passionate about at all times. But basically, recently, I became focused on a few new projects. I'm launching a couple new brands this year, and one of them is a philanthropic endeavor. That's what the Oneness Movement is about. I'd love to share a little bit about that.
Yes, please.
Just because it actually came to me as a vision when I was in Bali and I was teaching. You know, I lead these yoga teacher trainings and they're always so beautiful and healing and connective, and everybody's kind of like this family energy. And over the years, I've just, you know, developed through the yoga practice. That's one of the, you know, the true meaning of yoga is to unite, and this oneness energy with Source and with God and with others and with yourself and with all of humanity and Mother Earth. And so I feel over the years it really sort of evolved to this place where I feel so connected to the earth, and I just can't stand to see all of this stuff about the plastic pollution and the extinction of the animals and the sort of like all the problems happening on the global warming also. So I have this vision for the oneness movement, and I'm really getting some traction now. I got some really big celebrities coming involved, but basically it's a way to solve the United Nations global goals. Like when I was speaking at the United Nations a few years ago, you know, I noticed that they're actually very open to people who are, you know, wanting to, you know, offer a solution. And so I was like, okay, I got the solution. And the idea is this, you know, there's so many influencers. Like I'm an influencer, I guess you could say, like I have hundreds of thousands of followers. I have a lot of friends that have millions of followers. And, you know, but like they don't necessarily have a targeted, focused way of creating and catalyzing this massive change that we need to make in the world so that we can solve these global problems. It's like everyone's doing a little bit here and there, and it's like everybody's doing the best they can and trying to keep up with their own work and trying to their family and their own health, and really like, you know, you got people like selling leggings and promoting brands, and you know, that's all fine and stuff, but I think that if you just unify the intention and the effort, and my vision is this, like 1,000 people who each have 1 million followers at least coming together, and they each, you know, choose one targeted intention at a time. So like, for example, my first one is about the ocean and the plastic pollution. So it's like, imagine if you had 1,000 people who each had 1 million followers, which would be 1 billion people that you could reach at once, all at once. And then you create a solution. So one of my solutions is, you know, creating a petition to end plastic pollution on a global level. Because there's actually more and more countries, especially Europe, that have started to do it on a local level. Like the larger ones, like China and like India and America, are the biggest polluters, and they're not really doing anything about it. So just on a global level, imagine uniting 1 billion people and then actually like making it from the United Nations level, like a global agreement to completely, transition away from plastic, single-use plastics, to these eco-plastics. You know, you can make spoons and forks out of cornstarch. So there's more than enough alternatives. We're just not utilizing them properly because it's not being mandated by the government. So anyway, I have this vision and it's coming together. So that's like one of my passions, although it's like a, you know what I would say, like a philanthropic endeavor, you know, it's just like really to save the world. But it's really exciting because I have some beautiful people coming together for that. And I met with a guy the other day. He has an organization that reaches like 2.5 billion video game people. So this is like all these, this is like a whole different community I wasn't even really connected to. But anyway, they're starting to unite different types of change makers and influencers to be able to, you know, like bring everybody together for the common intention. We all live in this planet. That's our commonality. If we have nothing else in common, we have that. And that's a big one.
Exactly.
We live in the same house.
we do, right? And so it's up to us all to, you know, keep the house clean. We really have to work together
exactly.
on it.
And right now we have like a massive hole in the floor, and we got a leak in the roof, and we got alligators coming in the front door. And so we need to get some stuff going on our house cleanup situation.
Totally true. So give us, and again, it's almost difficult to talk to you on this format because you have so many different things going on. I'm just going to mention briefly that, I think it sounds like Om for Oceans is kind of connected into what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
that's exactly what Om for Oceans is basically. The first campaign. So OM stands for Oneness Movement. It happens to also mean OM, which for me, I'm a yogi, so OM is like, actually OM is a primordial sound of the universe. It was the first sound that ever, you know, so I had this amazing vision because, you know, I'm always doing OM and I do a lot of chanting, and I was like, imagine if OM literally can heal the world, like literally.
I love it.
So in love with that vision that I'm like, I'm not giving up. It's not even like, you know, it's a really hard thing to get this to happen because it's like a really high level of consciousness to even understand the true paradigm of oneness. Most people are in separation and like, conflict. You know, we have wars, we have, like, bigotry, we have prejudice, we have all this, you know, repression. So that's the majority of consciousness that's really stuck at the separation level. So it's actually, like, it's only a few people that really get it. But the people that I'm connected to, you know, like one of my friends, Prince EA, he's so amazing. I'm just so inspired by him because he's always talking about oneness, you know, and he's like a, you know, a change maker. He makes films about it and like waking people up. So there are certain key, you know, people that are really dedicated to this. And those are the people that I'm really like closely, you know, bringing together for the core of this. And then the larger movement will just be like calls to action, you know, in terms of, you know, everybody knows we got to do something to help the ocean. We got to save the dolphins. We can't keep killing the rhinos. Like, this is just like, there's so many important things that it's just, you got to start somewhere and you got to start now. And so that's why I said Om for Oceans, because ocean to me, it's 70% of the earth. And I'm a really big ocean person. I'm a water lover. Like, for me,
yes, me
when
too.
I'm at the ocean, yeah, you know, when you're at the ocean, it's like, it's my best friend. Like, I don't even need anything else. I'm so happy just with the ocean. And so I was
same
like,
here.
All right,
no,
I
could
start
literally
there.
Just sit and watch the waves for hours and not move. I don't need to be doing anything else. I'm exactly the same way. And
yeah.
I just love that, too. It's kind of amazing how things like that happen. And sometimes it's conscious and sometimes it's not. Like, when you... Like, obviously, the name Oneness Movement, I mean, it's perfect. It's perfect in and of itself, those words. Did you realize that those initials were Om? Like, did you do that on purpose, or was it a happy accident? Because
I've had so many
happy accidents like that in my life that it scares me sometimes.
I'm going to have to say it was one of those chicken or the egg thing, because I actually wanted it to be Om, and I wanted to somehow bring oneness into it. But that word movement came at the last piece.
At the
so
last,
I was like, okay,
I
what are we?
Yeah,
about?
So it was a little bit of a back and forth. And I
yeah.
actually had that with one of the things that I created was the Thespian Arts Program, which
oh, cool.
is one of my educational outreach programs. And it was the same kind of thing, though. I think we had gone back and forth different words, and I had gone to a lot of people. You know, we had program and movement and things like that, too. And what was it, though? At one point, though, it wasn't arts. I was using something else. But when we were creating the logo, we had the A ended up in the middle. And so it was my person who was helping me design the logo, whatever letter it was, said this would be so much better if it was an A. And I was like, oh, well, arts, duh. You know?
Yeah, and I really believe, you know, art is also so, so important, you know, inspiration for beauty, and that's like one of the things that does unite people, you know, just art in general is one of the languages of the world. It's so beautiful.
Well, absolutely, and it's, you know, to me, you know, I feel like you and I are very connected in the sense that, you know, your main focus is yoga and meditation, which I definitely practice, and my main focus is art and music and theater education. And yet I think both of them are a perfect example of something that you could do it just for the sake of doing it and because you love it, which is what you and I are doing. And yet it's so helpful, you know, and I think both actually accomplish some of the same exact things, which is to allow people to focus better, to have more confidence in themselves, to feel stronger and more able to face their day. Like, there's so many skills that you can get from what you do and what I do that don't even have anything to do with what we do. It's just things that help you with whatever you're trying to do in your life, you know, that you're
exactly.
just going to be better and stronger and more comfortable and more confident and more able to be successful at whatever it is that you want to do. You know,
exactly. You know, and that actually leads me to the other thing that I've been really passionate about lately, which is the flow state. And, you know, I actually started to think about this many years ago. I've been teaching a style of yoga called flow for 14
mm-hmm.
years. And it's interesting because, like, only about 3 years ago did it become really obvious that, you know, the actual primary and almost like maybe even the only intention of this practice, whether it's yoga or meditation or breathing or kriyas or mantras or however you want to say, like movement of energy, is so that you can clear your energy to the place where you can get connected to the universe so that you can feel and be and live in the flow state. And to be in that state of flow all the time is what I would kind of say, you could say is like enlightenment or like nirvana. You know, these are like the words that they use in the Eastern philosophies. But ultimately, there's another whole philosophy in Eastern philosophy called Taoism. And so the word Tao is also the flow. And so that's why even, you know, Bruce Lee or Jackie Chan and all those guys, they were always talking about like be like water. And that comes from the Taoist philosophy of living and being the flow of life and of existence. So it started to all come together. And then a few years ago, after I'd already been teaching, you know, maybe 11 or 12 years or something, and then I got contacted by a professor from a university in England, and she wanted to do a research project with me to show how the practices that I teach through the yoga and meditation and all this helps people to access the flow state, but in a corporate setting. So she's more focused on her university. It's all about corporate research, and to show how these practices would help like C-level executives and employees to be able to, you know, reduce sick leave, increase creativity, enhance well-being, and this overall feeling of unity of the team energy, and that would overall obviously affect the bottom line, and they would have higher profitability as a result of the team being in a flow. So they were like, let's get our research going, because obviously, like most people for some reason really just respect something if it's had some university research backing it. So they're like, So we flew over one of my friends who's a PhD professor and doctor research from Harvard Medical for the past 20 years. He's a yogi as well, Dr. Satvir Khalsa. We flew him over as well. We did like a week over there in England and really brainstorming on this research project and the best way to go about it. And so that got my wheels turning as that's becoming, you know, developed, and we're going to do that research. But it got my wheels really turning about the flow state and how, you know, I've dedicated my entire life to this, and I never really had named it exactly that, but now I do. And I got the trademark, the flow state for the book and the movie, and I want to make this movie. And I've gotten all these amazing people. Like I talked to Jack Canfield, who was in The Secret, and he also wrote The Chicken Soup for the Soul. They sold 500 million books. And I have like all of these really profoundly successful people that I'm planning to interview and bring together for this movie, because the way I see it, and it really goes back to what you were saying about the arts, because previously it was only like artists and athletes that were really considered like, you know, to be able to be in this flow energy. Like it was kind of like, how do they do it? And it seemed like this mysterious kind of like magic that they had, and maybe they were just born with it. And then when I was a young person, I was an athlete, and one of my coaches, he was really into Michael Jordan. He was always telling us all these stories about Michael Jordan. And he would tell us that, you know, actually Michael Jordan practiced more free throws and three-point shots in his mind than he ever did on the court. And that was the number one secret to his success, was his meditation, visualization practice, and it made him the best in the world at what he did. And he was an athlete. It wasn't his physical workouts that was making him exceptional. That always stuck with me. And then, you know, over the years, and I became a meditation teacher and a healer, and I've been teaching yoga and flow all these years. But it all came together with that research. And so, anyway, I started to develop this movie, and what we're going to do is we're going to interview, my vision is like 22 different experts from different genres. So like an artist, an athlete, a musician, a singer, an entrepreneur, like people from all different types of fields, but that they all have this one commonality, which is that they're at the mastery level. And at the mastery level, it's just pure flow. Like you don't have to think about what you're going to do because it just comes through you. That's right. You know, and so anyway, I'm making this movie. I'm super inspired. And then I also, the guy that might be the executive director, he knows Richard Branson. So I'm hoping to get Richard Branson in the movie. We'll put that out there for the universe. And that would be my dream, because I think he's the master flow of business in the world. You know, you can't think of that man, him and like Elon Musk or something. But I just think that actually Richard Branson is so much more joyful, that he embodies the energy too, which is like happiness, which is so important. You know, it's one thing to have a lot of financial and business success, but if you don't really look happy, you know, it's a different vibe. Anyway, so that's one thing. I'm working on the book as well for the flow state, and I teach these yoga trainings as well for teach people how to access the flow consciousness through yoga, meditation, breath work, mantras, and all this, like nutrition even, and just different practices, being in the ocean. So I have one coming up next month in Mexico. If any of your listeners are interested in coming coming to Mexico. It's going to be absolutely amazing, and it's just like 10 days, and people can come and learn all these practices. It's a retreat format, but also to become certified to teach this as well. So I have a school, and internationally I certify people for the past 10 years. So anyway, this was something I thought I would just share with your audience if anybody's feeling inspired to get the flow flowing in their own life. And
wonderful, wonderful.
Okay, I'll share one more thing. Go ahead.
Well, I want to take a brief pause to say thank you for our sponsors, and I also want to let you know that I do have a lot of information to share with our audience about you. I don't think I have the details on the Mexico retreat, so if you do make sure that you send that to us, we'll make sure that people can access that as well. We'll, of course, be able to get to your website and everything, which I'm sure has all the information. But since that sounds really incredible, I want to make sure we have that specifically as well. So let's take a quick second to say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll wrap things up with Dashima.
As parents, keeping our school safe is uppermost in our mind. More and more schools are requiring students carrying a clear bag, but that puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe on the backs of our children. Safety Bags has a full line of bags, not only for the students, but for the teachers, the administrators, the sports department, school personnel, and more. Our line of clear bags and backpacks come with a 3-year warranty and can be used to raise funds for your schools and athletic departments nationwide. Please visit us at safetybags.com. You will see why we are the clear choice for your schools, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hey, sports fans, take the hassle out of going to the game with the clear bags from stadiumbags.com. Our crossbody mini messenger bag, stadium-sized backpack, tote bag with different color straps, and ready-to-go travel bag meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. You can find us at stadiumbags.com and get yourself the bags guaranteed to last season after season, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back, and we are hearing so many wonderful things about the oneness movement and all the different ways that bringing yourself into the flow state can help you to be more open and more successful, and it's been really fascinating, and I'm actually really sad that not only is it the amount of time that we normally try to have for the shows, but Dashima's schedule is so incredibly busy that even if I could give her extra time, she's only going to be able to give us a few minutes more. So I do want to make sure that we touch on whatever else you think are the most important points of what you do, that you make sure our audience knows how to find you and reach you. And then I think as things progress for you, we're going to have you back anyway. So,
thank you. Well, yeah, it's been wonderful to connect with you and to share. And I'm just so inspired, and I love to connect. And you know, I want to be a mother one day, so I'm hoping, you know, like in terms of that, my work will allow space for that. But, yeah, one other thing. I do have a gift for your audience. I have this special free webinar, and it's basically what I call it like an abundance webinar. So it's an hour long. It's free, and it teaches kind of like 22 success secrets on how I built my brand and business to reach hundreds of millions of people and $2 million in revenue. And I just want to share this because so many people right now, you know, sometimes it's like you have a message and you want to help the world. You want to make an impact, but maybe you don't know how to do that. And so that's what this is all about, is to show you from the starting point of finding your purpose, your mission statement, your vision of your life, and then moving all the way through how to make that a reality, going every step of the way from your unique selling proposition, your branding, your marketing, your social media, creating retreats even, and online courses and DVDs and all the different things that I've done. So I detail all of that in this one-hour free webinar. And so it's on my website, dashma.com, and then it's /MBA. MBA stands for Master Business Academy. So it's just /MBA.
Beautiful. Yeah, we did actually have that information, so that's great. The top 22 success secrets. I want to make sure that everyone understands that the website is dashama.com, and that's dashama.com.
Thank you. Yeah, and you know, reach out to me. I'm on all the social media. You can find me anywhere, and I'm constantly sharing. I love to connect. I mean, I'm like so in love with people, you know. And I just to share like one second version of where that came from is I grew up in foster homes. My mother lost her mind when I was 6 to schizophrenia. So I actually lived in many, many homes with many strangers. And I think that actually led me to this feeling of oneness, because I realized, man, I've been in like 1,000 people home, literally. Like, I am one with the humanity family. Like, there is no like one family. I don't have any parents, basically, but I have like this human family, and I feel so connected to our Mother Earth, which is our home. So we'll work together and make this
Wow. Yeah, so in some way, something that really could have been a negative for you became a positive, in that you actually found your calling in that sense by not having an immediate family that most of us grow up with parents and siblings, that you realize that the entire world is your family. That's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I feel good. I mean, after many years of healing, like, it took a while to get to that place, but now I feel really, really good with that. In the beginning, I felt really bad at first.
Yes. Well, you know, obviously, I mean, especially as a child, I mean, that had to have been very difficult. But yeah, and honestly, I find that that's the key to life. And it's so hard sometimes, but, you know, just being able to find the positive in wherever you happen to be at this moment, I think is such a huge thing, because nothing is ever all good or all bad. Nothing is ever completely black or completely white, you know, and I think that's an important lesson too.
Absolutely.
So I do want to make sure one more time to say Dashama, dashama.com is here with us, and the oneness movement and getting into the flow state, all of these are just incredible things that we can learn about and get anything from. So if there's anything else you want to share before we say goodbye to the audience, let me know. And as I said, we'd really be interested in having you join us again when you have anything new to update.
Thank you so much. Yeah, just the only thing I'll share is many blessings on listening. I'm sending you so much love from your heart, and that you are always loved and we are all divine. So love and forgive and let go of the past, live in the present, because that's where the magic happens, that's where the miracles flow from.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to have you here, and make today a great day.
You too, beautiful. Namaste.
What a fabulous conversation we just got to share. And each of us makes a difference. And I hope that you will take Dashama up on her offer to go to dashama.com/MBA and get that free webinar, 22 Success Secrets. You know, they'll work. Everybody has their gifts. And we're thrilled that she came and shared hers with us. So I want to thank you for tuning in tomorrow. If you are doing this sequentially, Tim Brown is here sharing, "What if I ate a taco?" So we look forward to sharing him and Tracy Timmons as the host of his show. And until then, this is Dori DiCarlo saying thanks so much for tuning in. Go out and create a marvelous you. And we are going to end our show as usual with our fabulous Smith Sisters bluegrass theme song, "She Is You."
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She